And that's a requirement that would it would increase government. It would expand paperwork requirements for a ballot issue that we just that the people of South Dakota passed overwhelmingly. They talk about it as requiring a work requirement to qualify for Medicaid, but we already know unemployment in South Dakota is almost non-existent. We know that two-thirds of our Medicaid population are already using SNAP, which has a work requirement in it. At the same time, we have a child care crisis, and in just a few weeks, we're going to be closing down the job service offices across the state of South Dakota. And we just it doesn't reflect the will of the people. It's not going to increase work for anyone. The only effect it's going to have is to deny people health care that they're otherwise eligible for. And I wish we could get back to the business here of trying to improve people's lives and, again, focusing on health care and education and improving protections for our workers in South Dakota.